Yankee Kilo Flash Romeo 6-1, repeater.
VMP W4DJW.
No VMP, go ahead.
Good sign. That was the sign that it took the command rather than something a whole lot worse happening.
Understand that there was a lag in it responding to the disable command, though. Unless maybe it accepted the command right away, and the noise being there, you know, it stayed alive until the transmission ended.
Just that in the past is that if it is transmitting when you send it a command, it typically waits until that transmission is finished before processing that command. That's why I was worried that it might not take the command, because if that thing never let down, I mean, I could have buffered the command, and then if the noise floor would have dropped just enough for it to trigger I'm releasing the transmit, then what was in the buffer would have been processed. So I'm thinking that's what happened. I sent the command, it buffered it, waiting for the transmit to come down. As soon as it came down just by the slightest amount, it processed the command and it took it offline.
It's interesting that we didn't really see that level of noise, you know, until now. It's a long time for it to go. So if it really is the noise floor, it's just interesting it took that long to manifest.
I have heard other people complaining about it being annoying. So it has been annoying because it breaks the squelch so often. I think we were closer than we thought we were to the edge. And then this is the first period that it just held it there. It just didn't let go at all. Because I've noticed it too. Because I try to, throughout the day while I'm working, if I'm not in a meeting, just be listening to it, just to hear if anything's happening. And I've noticed that it gets triggered pretty sensitively. And I have an S9 on the input frequency here at my house. So I don't know where that's coming from. I think we're going to have to do a fox hunt and find whatever the source of that is.
And it's interesting the direction you said, because that's the opposite way from the site, so.
Right. I did take several readings. I took a reading from the front of the house, which went through the house to get southwest. And I said, okay, maybe that's because the Christmas tree isn't down yet, and this is January the 4th. But it's still up, and it's still got 1,000 lights on it. So I walked around to the other side of the house to see if it would point back toward the house or point in the same direction southwest. And it did point in the same direction southwest. So it wasn't the Christmas tree light.
Yeah, I guess when we had it earlier at 09, we verified we could get stations like Tekoa and them in, right? Because I think we got Alex on. And didn't we get the guy in Tekoa to talk while we had it set that way?
The guy in Tekoa on an 8-watt handheld on a rubber duck was getting in.
And then when I listened to the net on Wednesday, it seemed like we had all the usual suspects in there. So, of course, that was with it down lower. I just want to make sure that if we go to 09, in case maybe we need to go higher, that we will have to do the balance and have to make sure we're not cutting those guys out again.
When you raise it up, it's going to pull it in. That's fact, right? The higher you raise it, the further in that pulls that umbrella. The lower you put it, the further out it pushes that umbrella. But if that umbrella comes with it being keyed up, like that last time it was keyed up for 30 minutes straight, then that's too far.
We haven't, that's the first time that's happened though, right? I guess you probably listened to the recordings and stuff. We haven't had another instance of that occurring, right?
Now, I have a limited set of graphs, but I do have graphs on when it is keyed, audio graphs as well, so that I can determine what is happening while it's keyed. And in this case, what caught my attention was it was keyed and there's no audio, right? So if it's keyed and there's no audio, that's kind of a red flag. That means go look at it. Nobody's using it and it's keyed up. That's the thing that triggered me to come do some more investigation.
Yeah, I understand. That's good, though, that we haven't had other instances of that, and it's the first. So, all right, we'll start with bringing it back up, you know, two notches, and I don't know, maybe we can get somebody to try it. I don't know how much testing we'll be able to do tonight to know whether we need to bring it up higher, but I guess we can see what we can scrounge up. KG4 WFP.
In 2 hours from now, the net will start, so that'll be a good... That's kind of convenient that it happened this close to that time so that we can validate we're not cutting off a lot of people. Like, the very first day, we knew we cut Sid off from Fletcher, North Carolina, right? Because he had to get relayed in. He said he couldn't come in, so... If we don't hear Sid, that's a bad sign. We don't hear the guy in Tocoa, that's a bad sign. But I think we'll be okay, because that setting that locked them out was significantly higher than where we're going back to right now.
It was almost all the way up, so definitely a lot higher. I won't be available tomorrow. I have to go on a work trip tomorrow, so that's why I hope we can get it at a good level tonight.
Went up there. If we have to do it tomorrow, then I can get somebody to open the gate for me, and I can go up there and do it. I appreciate you taking the time to do that this evening, though.
It's like all things, right? In some ways, it's good timing that it happened now, like you said, but it's not really a convenient time for all things considered.
And if it would have been 2 o'clock in the morning, which thankfully we haven't had any at 2 o'clock in the morning, that would be even more inconvenient, but. Do appreciate you taking the time to do it on your Saturday evening.
Yeah, not cool that a guy was just stopped crossways across the intersection there, though, on the mountain.
Sideways?
They were clearly coming down the mountain, and they got to the intersection there at Highway 8 and 276. And rather than pull off the road, they just pulled off in front of the entrance where Highway 8 comes onto 276. So came around the curve and had to get on the brakes pretty hard because they're blocking the road.
Lapse in judgment, thinking they would be the only ones there at that point in time.
Yeah, definitely a poor choice of location for that. They would have been much better off to just stay in line with the road and get over a little bit rather than completely block an intersection.
Pay attention. I don't want to distract you while something like that could be going on. I'll let you pay attention to that, and I'll listen for when you let us know that you're there and you're going to reduce it. W4DJW.
Well, I'm climbing the mountain now, down by the fire station, so I'm not too far. KG4WNP.
Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Zulu. Just checking if I can hit the repeater with my handheld. W4DJW, you are hitting the repeater with the handheld. Sounds good. Appreciate that. First initial contact is getting a license. Little rubber ducky standing in my front yard. Rubber duck like that, just so you know, if you move around, you can walk around, hold it up, and look at if you got an S meter on that, and you can find the highest S meter rating, and that's likely going to be your X. But if you walk around with it, then your signal's going to go up and down, as it did just a second on that second transmission. It dipped on your like third, fourth, or fifth word, but then it came back up by the time you got to the end of your transmission. To that, I did take like one or two steps to the side. I got a new antenna on the way. I'll just hold on to this one a little for a while. I don't know if you've been here before and you're renewing your license or if this is the first time, but in any case, welcome to Amateur Radio. Sounds good.
It's all brand new to me, and I'm enjoying it so far.
We're in the pilot phase of a new repeater rollout, and for the first time we had the we're trying to find the sweet spot for the squelch setting on the repeater. So we had it way too high to begin with, and then we lowered it, and then we didn't lower it enough, so we lowered it again. Now we're going back out. Landon is on his way up to the mountain to raise it up a couple of notches because it got hung up there for 30 minutes straight because the noise floor was too high. So we're tweaking a prototype repeater at the moment, just so you know what's going on. W4DJW.
I wasn't sure exactly what you're doing. I just listened for a little bit, and it sounded like you were, you know, just kind of fidgeting with stuff just to make sure everything was good.
What do next? We're able to take it offline when it was held up for so long. Not good to leave it up 30 minutes straight. It needs a breather every now and then. So we were able to bring it back up. That's good. So far, doing so good. Knock on wood. Just had to make some adjustments from time to time.
That sounds good. Well, I'm just going to keep listening. I got some kids to get ready to put to bed. Peel off before Alpha Oscar Zero.
Talking to you, and then look forward to hearing you on the airways more and more in the future. W4DJW, clear and listening.